Hey family, I just wanted to get on here and give you what I have to give. And what I have to give is a presence. It's the presence of a person. So, Father, thank you. Holy, holy are you. I give what you've given me. Grace, go forward. Go now. The grace of immeasurable forgiveness. The grace of uncomparable love, the grace of a life that we don't deserve. I give mercy. Now go, mercy. Bend over and pick up your beloved. Right now. Mercy. I give mercy that doesn't look at your sins, that doesn't look at the wrong that you've done, but looks at what they know you can be. And you, family, are more than enough. And I give you mercy that you would know the touch of the one true King, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you are mercy. And you come that we would have you. So go and let your children have you now. I ask you this, Lord Jesus. And I give you light, family, the light of knowledge. That you could know that you are loved. That you could know that the presence of God is real. That you could know that your life has meaning and purpose. And in fact, predestination. I give you life through the Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of life. Would you go now, life, and breathe upon the addicted, the enslaved, the prostituted. Now, Holy Spirit, those that are buried in darkness and sin and misery and guilt and shame. Life, go. And I give you light that you would see the one true Father, that you would see His love, and that you would be likened unto Him. That as you would see the light, you would know the light, and you would become part of that light. And I give you life that your mortal body, your physical body, will be made new now in Jesus' name. Right now, be healed. Be whole. Soul, be complete. Spirit of divination, be gone. I give you life. Oh, soul, spring together. Every tear, be mended. Oh, child, come forward and unite with the one that is with you in this year. Yes, you can work together, oh, child. And one that is older. You spirit of insanity, get off of that person. Get off of that child that would make them think, who is an adult, that they would make them think they have to protect their inner child. Leave them now, you spirit of insanity. You spirit of division. Go now. And I give you life, family. Jesus Christ is the light and the life of this world. If you ask Him to come into your life, if you ask Him to forgive you of your sins, if you decide to seek Him intimately and make a personal relationship with Him, then He will cause you to be a light unto this world, a city on a hill high and lifted up. And He will cause you to be a life giver as He gives you life. And I plant this seed in you, family. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. If they will confess with their mouth that He is Lord, and believe in the heart that God raised Him from the dead, then they would be forgiven of their sins, and that they would be saved. Confessions made with the mouth, but salvations made with the heart unto the Lord God. I love you, family. Let His presence touch you now, right now. All in love, let love wrap His arms around you. Let love speak whispers to your heart. Let love make your heart beat faster. Let love fill you. Let love become part of you. And let it swell up in you until love brings joy up. And let them unite inside of you. Until hope springs forth. And you can see a future that is worthy of His calling for you. One step at a time, family, but His presence, this person, Jesus, his one that brings in a presence without a face, without an actual physical body that you may see, but a presence. This person, he's the first step. He's your first love. He loves you before you could ever consider loving him. This presence, family. Sit in it. Relax in it. Enjoy it. It's worth it. You're worth it. In this tangible, weighty presence, in this tangible place of God's glory, you'll find yourself being squished with love instead of the burdens of this world. And you will find yourself being more refined as a diamond in his presence than you ever would in the burdens of this world. Oh, this presence right here, the presence of life, the one that puts a crown upon your head and a cloak around your shoulders, the one that pours an anointing oil, a honey, a warm honey over your body, letting you know that you are a prophet or a prophetess, letting you know that you have been anointed as a king or a queen for this day, for this time, that you would step forward and you would defeat the giants that are before you, that you would crush the mountains that are set before you and cause them to be not, that you would take the trees that would cross your path and cause you to think that there are twists and turns in the kingdom, that they would be uprooted and commanded to walk into the sea. Oh, this presence is your presence, family. If you will only walk into his arms, if you will want him, he will show you how much he's already wanted you in this presence. Can you feel it? I can. Oh, it's so weighty in such a good way. This yoke is light, and this burden is easy. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Will you relax? Will you open your mouth and worship someone you've never met simply because they gave everything before you had a chance to meet them? Or will you continue to say, he's not worth it? Maybe it's because we need to realize that we're worth it. You're worth it. In this presence, everyone's worth it. None are set apart to be a child of destruction in the presence of God. No bloodline, no genealogy can overpower the blood of Jesus. And his blood's available for all. Not some, but all. That if we would only repent from our wicked ways, that we would be cleansed and purified, washed white as snow, as if we had never sinned. And we would be counted as worthy to be presented before the master of all creation. Oh, in this presence, no New Age member can deny his love. No New Age demon could ever overcome this presence. This presence lays us out in joy and overfills us with beauty. Oh, this presence is heavy. It brings us to our face. It brings tears to our eyes. And it bubbles out of us love and joy if we don't run. So don't run. You can't run from the Lord. You can, but I hope you don't. Because this presence is available to you anytime. All I did was worship Jesus Christ for 10 minutes. And his presence is so sweet. There are you that will feel it. Many, many, many that will feel his presence listening to this. 10 minutes in worship. Without care, without concern. Just worship. Without a rhythm, without a beat. Without someone else's words. Just you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord God. Of all of my praise, O God. So I lift you higher and higher and higher. O Lord God, you're worthy of all of my praise. Of all of my praise. Come in with your glory, Lord. Come in with your glory, Lord. Let me walk in your presence, God. drinking on your wine and eating your bread. Oh Jesus, you gave your flesh and your blood so that I could have this presence. You're so worthy, Lord, how you've healed me, how you've saved me, how you died for me. You're so worthy, Lord God, worthy, Lord, worthy, Lord, oh, worthy God. I love you, Lord, how I love you, and how your glory fills the room, how your glory fills the room, oh, Lord God. So worthy of your praise. Oh, you're so worthy of your praise. Thank you, Lord, for putting a song in my heart and a praise on my lips, oh God. You're so worthy of it all. So I give it all to you, oh Lord. Brignano Santie, you're so worthy, God, of my praise. Ebro sungai amboyante, how the people of God rejoice when his presence fills the house. And how the Lord rejoices when his people let his presence fill the house. Won't you let the Lord fill your house today? What would happen if you let the Lord fill your house today? What if a cloud of glory came rolling in to your house today? What if the presence was so thick that you had to lay on your face today? What if he fixed all your heart problems and you found out the house he filled wasn't your living room, but you? What if you were the house he wants to fill today? Let glory fill your house. Let glory fill your house today. Pregundreya sampayanturgo sumpiate de biyandu. Oh, how the Lord loves his people, how he is gentle unto them. If they would ask him, he would show them the stars in the sky. He would show them every beautiful thing upon their heart. He would show them the need of their neighbors. He would show them the future and the past. Oh, briando loco somboye. But the people will not ask, says the Lord. They will not ask what it is to come. And yet they say the best is to come. And the Lord says, oh yes, you are correct. But you ask me not, so you know not what that yet is. If will you let me fill your house, I will come in and show you what the best is, and I will make you a partaker in the inheritance of what is to come, says the Lord. Will you not call unto me, or will you lay down as tyranny overtakes you? Will my people continue to let my glory pass them by? This is not the spirit of death coming upon the land of Egypt. This is the spirit of glory coming upon the nations. And yet you wait for death to come upon your door because you will not apply the blood. Instead, I am coming upon your nations with a move of my glory, and it shall be a massive move of awakening. But if you do not seek my face, you will have the spirit of death upon your door from the enemy of your soul. And I am not he, says the one who is the great I am. Will you not comprehend that my people perish due to lack of knowledge? I am the lover of your soul, and you do not call upon me. I have written your book before you were in your mother's womb. I have seen the beauty that is ahead of you, and I call it into now. Will you agree with me? Because if we do not have two or more agreeing, then we cannot have what we agree upon, says the Lord. I have written my word, and I have planted it in your hearts, and yet you let the world tell you that my word is of man and not of God. But my word is true and just, and it is sharp to the point of cutting from both ends. I cut your enemy as I cut you, says the Lord. Will you not let the tenderness of my blade cut into your heart, that you would agree with the truth of an eternal glory and see your nations healed? Do you not know my word, says the Lord? If you, my people, who are called by my name, would call unto me, would you would fall upon your face and repent from your sins and seek my face, would I not hear from heaven? I am asking you to let me hear you call for me, that I can rush in with my glory of revival, not the glory of Egypt, and plague your lands, because your plagues are on your lands, but the glory of awakening, so I can heal your lands and wipe plague from your lands, says the Lord. Oh, how I love you, my people. Will you not receive my love and seek my face, that you would open the portals unto my kingdom, and that I could rain down upon your lands new rain? You are in drought of the spirit, and the underworld is climbing out of the dust, and yet you wonder why we are in this place. The Lord says, I am here with you. Will you not agree with me so we can bury the demonic and open up the heavens? Oh, will you listen to me, oh, you sleepers? Awake, awake. Yes, it is said that you are sheep led to the slaughter, but if you would read the words of my kin, my people, my family, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, I can hear the Lord say this. It's a scripture. The family of God, the actual family of Jesus Christ, come up to him. He had brothers. He had a mom. He had a dad. And they come up and they said, the disciples said to Jesus, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are here. And Jesus said, who are my mothers and my brother? They are you, the ones who do the will of the Father. There are people that were his brothers and his mothers and fathers in the kingdom to us, and they wrote the gospels. And Peter said these things. Peter, Paul, they said these things. They wrote these things. They documented them. And God says, that's my word. Will you heed my word, oh, you people? Jesus said this, and then Peter said it. Peter, no, Paul, I'm drunk in the Holy Ghost family. Paul said this. He said, whew, glory to God, glory to God. What did he say, Lord? Lord, what did he say? It is Peter who said this. Peter who said that he was pierced for our transgressions, and that by his stripes we were healed. That we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. By his stripes, I command you, be healed in this glory. Be healed in this glory. And let the Lord tell you his story. And here is what Paul said. Paul said, it is written that we are sheep yet led to the slaughter. But that's not true, because in fact we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, in all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. That's what Paul said. And Jesus backs that word. If Jesus could have come down and wrote right behind Paul, actually he did when he said in John's chapters that he said, do not take away, it's in red print, nor add upon anything that has been written in this book. John was the last writer. And he endorsed this copy. And he said, he said, upon the Lord's day, when I was in the spirit, glory to God, he said, there was one that came before me, and I saw a light behind me, and I turned around, and I saw one as shining with a face as the sun, and he appeared as the Son of God with white wool and hair, and I fell as a dead man before him. And John the apostle, the one in whom Jesus loved more than the rest, fell as a dead man, and he knew Jesus, and he died before the Lord, and the Lord touched him and gave life to him, and he said, stand up, O ye, will you, my people, be willing to seek the Lord on the Lord's day tomorrow? Will you, my people, be willing? Ooh, it's that time already. I don't know what time it is. My eyes are glued shut, family. Ooh, glory to God. Will you seek the Lord tomorrow? This is me. Will you seek the Lord tomorrow on the Lord's day? And when you get in the Spirit on the Lord's day, will you turn around and look for a light? And when you see that light, will you ask him what is to come? And he will tell you your part to play in the days ahead. We have a lot of work to do, family. There's a war coming. There's a battle in North America, not South America. Mexicans are not our enemy. The UK and China is our enemy in America. The CCP. Russia's not our enemy. Canada's being used as a vessel right now. It's happening. I don't care if you live in Canada and you may not know it, but it's happening. I love you, but there was a battle lost there, and it's now fitting to spill over into America. There's going to be a war, but it's for everybody's good, because in this war, the patriots of the world are going to win this war, and then we're going to go after CCP like we went after Hitler. And if you're a white nationalist or you got issues like that, get over yourself. You're wrong. You've been lied to, propagandized, and you're not willing to ask God. That's why you get angry with me, and not even you'll yeah, 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 yeah. But when it comes down to it, you'll owe Jesus when a gun's in your face. So repent. The Lord is coming. Find your place in the kingdom. Color's not the issue. Heart is the issue. It's not circumcision of the flesh. It's circumcision of the spirit and the heart. So I love you, family. There's so much more to come. Seek the Lord. He'll tell you. One day soon, I'll do a video, and I'll actually tell you what he told me 2-3 years ago, or 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago. And you can decide whether or not, whatever, whoever I am. I'm just somebody who used to paint for a living, who works in a grocery store, who gets to love on people, prays in tongues and talks to Jesus and believes Jesus can talk back to him. Who are you? At least I know who I am. I love you, family. And the best is to come, yet to come. Have a blessed night. Blessed day tomorrow.